All those in favor, manifest by saying aye.
Aye.
The Sioux City Community School Board unanimously voted Monday night to return to hybrid learning after winter break on January 4th. The district started the first 2 weeks with students either attending class on Monday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Friday. After lengthy and sometimes contentious debate, the board is also requiring school leaders to provide more information reporting COVID-19 numbers.
We've done a willful act of omission, and we haven't provided that information to the board or to the public.
That's board member Dan Greenwell, who along with Taylor Goodwin pushed for the move that will track positive test results, quarantine numbers, absentees related to COVID, and other illnesses for students, teachers, and personnel in direct contact with students and other staff.
We get a report that roughly 370-some students have positive COVID. And oh, by the way, that's less than 10% what we've been reporting. And I'm being generous with 10% because I average it for 3 weeks.
Greenwell is referring to numbers released to board members prior to Monday night's meeting. Every Friday, the school district releases a COVID-19 update to the public, showing the number of students and staff members who have tested positive. That number is much lower, 113 students and 111 staff members since the start of the school year. During previous board meetings, Superintendent Paul Gosman has said he believed that number to be much higher. Here's his response to criticism surrounding COVID-19 reporting.
There's an allegation out there tonight that we know the number and we're just hiding it from you. We're not. We can give you more data now than we used to be able to give you. But back in the day where we started, you asked for, let's make sure that we're being honest with people and only reporting COVID numbers that we know to be true, not that we suspect.
Before the school board voted to move to hybrid learning, one teacher and union representative did raise issues surrounding a shortage of personal protective equipment for teachers. Another, a school counselor from West High, Bernie Scalero, expressed her concerns about school safety.
COVID does not stop at school entrances like there's a magnetic force keeping it from entering. There was a district employee who died earlier this year from COVID. I myself spent 3 weeks at home in November recovering from COVID, and I still have some lingering effects. There's another much younger teacher in the district who was hospitalized because of COVID and has had blood clots in her lungs. For her and her family, it's not over.
The ISEA Iowa COVID Tracker reports an employee of the Sioux City School District is one of a half dozen across the state that have died of complications of the novel coronavirus.
Believe, achieve, succeed means nothing if you don't show some damn love and compassion.
The next school board meeting is scheduled for January 11th. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.